What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. Yeah. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice and my daughter's voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the constant battle that you have with a narcissist, why you don't feel whole when you're with a narcissist, the battle between who you are supposed to be and who you have to be when you're with a narcissist. That's the dilemma that a lot of people face when you're dealing with toxic people, when you're dealing with narcissistic people and whatnot. You have to understand that when you are with a narcissist, you have, and you know that you're with a narcissist. So a lot of people, some people know that some people, especially the people who follow me, kind of realize that they were with or are currently with a narcissistic person. And when you are with or were with a narcissist, you have to understand that you have to kind of dumb your life down. You kind of have to dumb yourself down, lessen yourself, dim your own light to be with this person, because you cannot overshadow a narcissist. A narcissist does not want to live in your shadows. It is damn near impossible to get them to agree to do something like that. I won't agree to live in the shadow. I promise you I won't. That's not how my life, that's not how my mind works. I can't be second fiddle. I cannot do that. That's not how my mind works. That's not how a lot of narcissistic people mind works. So if you're thinking about dealing, let's say, this first part is going to be for the people who know that they are with a narcissist. Some people want to stay with a narcissist. They're like, how do I make it work with my narcissistic partner? They won't go to therapy. They won't do anything else. Like, how do I make it work? And I tell them all the time, you have to accept them for who they are. You can't change that person. And that person is not going to change for you, but it's not about you. It's about them. That person wants to be who they want to be. They're going to be who they are. They're not going to change for you. They're not going to change for the next person. They're not going to change for whoever. They're going to be who they are eventually. Yeah, if you're going to sit right there and watch them live their life with somebody else, do that then. You're going to watch them treat somebody else good, and you're going to feel terrible about yourself. But eventually, it goes to hell. It just does. So now, I think a lot of people need to understand that part right there. You sit right there and watch, and you wait on it. Like, I'm going to wait on them for the good. I'm going to watch this relationship. I'm going to wait for it to go bad. Why are you doing that? You're going to waste your time wishing bad on somebody, wishing bad karma on somebody, and it's going to circle around and come back for you. I know you got some vengeance in your heart. Some people do. I feel like I need revenge. I feel like I want revenge. Did that make me a narcissist? Adea, get that out your mouth. Does that make me a narcissist? No, revenge, wanting revenge makes you a human. It makes you alive. It just does make you a human. And if y'all watching the video, I just got my hair did. People in my comment section been complaining about my hair, so I got my hair did, y'all. It's fresh. My podcasters can't see it, but my YouTubers can. You know, hair did is laid. it's slayed. but yeah, you have to understand, if you're going to be with a narcissist, they're going to be who they are at the expense of you, not caring who you are. You can't be who you are when you're with a narcissist. That is damn near impossible. I think a lot of people, you have to understand that you will not realize your full potential. You will not realize your full, you will not reach the goals that you want to reach in life. You will not hit the goals that you want to hit in life if you are willfully staying with a narcissist. I talk to people all the time who want to stay with a narcissist. I tell them exactly that. You can't change them. You got to accept them for who they are. You have to kind of be willfully dense and turn a blind eye to some of the stuff that they do. Or you're going to start then argue for the rest of your life. Some people, do y'all really want to argue for the rest of your damn lives? That kind of blows my mind. Some people are just like, I want to stay in this relationship, but I don't want to argue. Well, what do you want to do? You can't have both. You can't have both. You're going to argue unless you want to sit right there and dumb yourself down, dim your own light, dull your own shine to be with a person. Why did this person that you're with right now, ask yourself this question right here. Why are they worth your shine? Why are they worth you giving up your goals and dreams for a chance at damn, like that's for a shot at love that you're not going to get? I want to and put that into your head. You want to give up your goals, dreams, lifestyle, your hobbies, your family, your friends for a shot at somebody, a shot at love. I'm going to love them until they love me. You cannot make somebody love you by giving them more of something that they already don't appreciate. You can't give them more love trying to make them love you if they don't already.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Appreciate your love. That's point blank period. Dude, that is not going to work. And I know y'all see that shirt. Y'all see the Nickelodeon shirt. I know y'all see it on there. Y'all got to follow my podcasters. Follow me on YouTube. Y'all see Angelica, Chucky. For some reason, Tommy is not on there. Tommy Pickles is not on my shirt, y'all. I know I went off on a tangent right there, but like, Tommy Pickles is not on my shirt. But yeah, y'all have to realize and understand that narcissistic people are going to be them. But you cannot be you. If you willingly stay in these relationships, you have to, like I said, you have to try to avoid arguments. You can't confront them on anything, because guess what's going to happen when you try to confront them on something? You're going to argue, aren't you? You're going to sit right there and have to have an argument or a fight. You give up so much. You sacrifice so much to be with this person, to get left behind, to get discarded, and then you feel terrible. This is why I tell so many people, when you have the information that you have provided in front of you right now, you have to act on it. You have to act on it. When I say act on it, you have to make the choice to stay there and deal with this. You might make this choice to, you know, work on a plan to leave. There's no in between. There's no just like some people. I saw somebody today in my comment section like, how do I tell my narcissist we're better off as friends? You don't. You want to have a narcissist. You want to go from somebody that's abusing you in a relationship to somebody that's going to abuse you in a friendship. Y'all be like, I'm telling you, y'all empathy and y'all niceness, or your pity that you have for narcissists, it's going to be weaponized and used against you. You can have all the empathy in the world you want to have, and I promise you, this is going to flip on you. It's going to flip you on your damn head. You want to feel bad for narcissistic people? You want to feel empathy for them because of what they went through? What about what you're going through? What about what you're going through? So many people, like I said, y'all be willingly giving up your dreams, your friends, your family, for what? A shot at love that you're not going to get, and you haven't gotten so far from this person. Guess what you're going to try to do? I'm going to make them love me by just giving them more love that they already don't appreciate. What sense does that make right there? You cannot outlove the trauma or the childhood or whatever, the personal experiences that made somebody a narcissist. You cannot pour enough love into that empty cup, into that cup with holes in it. You cannot do that. You don't have the ability to do that. But some of y'all, you want to pray it away. You're like, God can heal all. You not God. God don't answer prayers. So do you think God gonna answer a prayer to put you, to keep you in more pain? God gives his strong. Y'all be using God to rationalize your struggle. God gives his strongest, gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. So I'm gonna stay with this narcissist. What? So God wants you to stay through this emotional abuse. God, would you stay through this physical abuse? All for what? I be wondering, y'all. I literally be wondering. For what? Literally. Reality check. What are you staying for? I'm staying for the kids. What are you staying for? Literally. Open your mind, open your heart, and understand, what are you staying for? What are you looking for in these people? What are these people not giving you? You need to journal this stuff down. Journal, write it down. Some people don't want to write it down because writing it down makes it real. Write it down. Write down your experiences with this person. Are you a net positive or net negative? And so many people are just like, I already got 5 years and I might as well just go ahead and stay. Cool. You 25 years old, you have 5 years in a relationship, so you might as well stay and waste 15 more years. Smart. That's very, very not smart. You understand that? So many people, I promise y'all, there be so many people in their 50s and 60s that discover my channel or discover any kind of narcissistic abuse channel, they wish that they had the information that you had at 25. They do. They wish they had the information that you had at 30, 35, 40. They wish they had the information so they could leave that person or make a better, have the information in front of them to make a conscientious decision to live a better life. They didn't have the information provided. You do. You want to believe in God? God bless you with this information. You think God is not in the working? You don't think God is in the working right now? Honestly, you don't think God is working through me? Well, no, Lee, he can't work through the devil. But yeah, I know people are going to say that. No, he doesn't work through the devil, Lee. Okay, Then work through your narcissist then. Let him work through your narcissist. Let him work through you and try to heal a narcissist.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And waste the rest of your good life, waste the prime of your life on a narcissist, knowing that they are narcissists, knowing that they're not going to change, knowing that they're not going to treat you any better. Waste that prime of your life, and you can make them laugh at me. Lee, you don't have empathy. You can't love. Okay, cool. Well, I'm wasting time on a narcissist knowingly, trying to get them to change, put them in the therapy, so they can manipulate you even more. What are you doing? I know it was like, Lee, this is a victim blaming episode. Nope. But you know I don't do that on this channel. I'm about victim empowerment. So I want people to go from victim to survivor to thriver, because thrivers can help other people. Imagine a community of thrivers. They come to start from this channel as victims. They go to thrivers and help other people with their learned experiences, because you found this information because God decided to bless you with this information. God be y'all people want to believe in God and be Christians and things like that, but then you get blessed with this information and you don't act on it. So it's like you wasting a blessing. Y'all want to be blessed. You want a miracle. I want a miracle. God bless you with this information. Do with it as you will. And I know people keep asking me in the comment section, are you religious? Yes, I'm very religious. I'm not a Christian, but I believe in God. I'm more spiritual than religious. Let me rephrase. I'm more spiritual than religious. I do believe in God. I try my best to pray every night. If I forget, I wake up in the morning and pray. You know, I'm not here without God. I'm not here without God. God is working through me for you, providing this on your For You page on TikTok, or providing this channel or anybody else's channel. Dr. Romney, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, Cluster B Milkshake, you know, Sam Vakna, HG2. God is blessing y'all with them channels to come across your YouTube channel. I don't know how you came across my channel. I was just on Spotify and I heard your voice. I was just on Spotify. I Googled why does my husband act like this, and your face came up, and I clicked on your videos, and here I am. I'm wondering, am I dealing with a narcissist? I want to change them. You step one on a healing journey is acknowledgement. Acknowledge what you've been through, because you're not going to live up to your full potential with this person. When you go get buried in the cemetery, what are they going to say? Literally, what are they going to say on your tombstone? Didn't live a full life because they gave it up to a narcissist, or they empowered themselves, made conscientious good decisions, and lived their life to the fullest power that God provided them. What is your tombstone going to say? Gave their life up to a narcissist and tried to pour love into an empty cup. What is your tombstone going to say? Wasted more time with a narcissist, willingly trying to get them to change, and got abandoned by the narcissist and discarded for someone else. What is your tombstone going to say? What is it going to say? What's it going to say? Literally, answer your question. Write down what your tombstone is going to say. Try to love a narcissist to my own detriment. What's it going to say? Or empower myself with information and live the best life I could. The best life you could, whatever that looks like, that's what it looks like. I don't tell everybody to leave. I don't. I mean, people are like, well, you just tell everybody to leave a relationship. You in a relationship. I don't tell everybody to leave. I try to provide everybody the information, put the information in front of them. You make your own conscientious decision. At least you have the information in front of you. So many people don't. That's it. Point blank, period. That's what I do. And I know this video that ran on a little longer, y'all. It's Sunday. I only post two videos on Sunday, a podcast and another video. So I hope y'all enjoyed this longer version, because I want y'all to win. I really, really do. I really, really do. So many people come on my channel and wish bad on me and stuff like that. You know, who wants to take information from a narcissist? I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to do the opposite of what you say. I'm going to do that in spite. Well, go ahead and live your life in spite of me. Cool. That'll be blowing y'all's damn minds that a narcissistic person wants to see you win. Like, I get a high from seeing y'all win. Yeah, I really, really do. What's that in your hand? What are you eating? Hold on, she's looking at the camera, y'all. You want to come and get on the camera? I see ya. She's back. Can you say hello? There you go right there. Can you say hello? Yeah. Hi. You say hey? Anyways, y'all, she's getting a little buggy. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, y'all. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. She didn't kick my phone. I was recording on.